Rabbanim in Europe, what's the most important role of a Rav? So some said to pass him a shaila. Another said to inspire people with drashas. And Rav Chaim said the most important job of a Rav is to do chesed with those who need it. To help people. That's the biggest. And I say that it's not a coincidence that the Sefer, that's known as the biggest Sefer, the paradigm of Iyun, Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al Rambam, was written in a house that was Malei v'Godesh b'Chesed. They say Rabbi Chaim's house was open to everybody. And one time the Brisker Rav came into his father's study to get a Gemara that he was learning, he wanted to get for his father. And there was a poor person, the poor people felt so at home in Reb Chaim's house that there was a poor person sitting at Reb Chaim's desk, in his chair, learning at his desk. So he said to him, the Rav from Brisk needs a Gemara. So he said, tell the Rav of Brisk, there are a lot of Gemaras in the Beis Medrash, why does he have to take the one I'm using? In Reb Chaim's house, in his living room, they used to have Hashavas Aveda signs. People used to leave their things. So that's if we're going to devote ourselves to Avodas HaKodesh, that's definitely something that has to take up our time. All right, even though it takes up our time, we have to know where we're up to in the Mishnah Berurah. We got to know where we're up to. I prepared, and then I got distracted. Baruch Hashem. We're up to Simin Kuf Ayin Dalet Ayin Dalet Ayin Gimel Kuf Ayin Gimel. We'll start with Kuf Ayin Beis, actually, on page 147. Shachach v'hichnas mashkin l'soch piv below bracha. What happens if a person forgets and he drinks water without making a bracha? So the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is Bolan ve'enam avarech aleim bracha rishona. The Mishnah Berurah explains that unlike what we're going to have in Siv Beis, if a person puts something in their mouth and then they realize that they didn't make a bracha, so then in such a case they're supposed to put it to the side of their mouth and then make a bracha after they put it to the side of their mouth. However, when it comes to liquids, so there the halach is different. Shachach v'hichnis mashkin l'soch piv below bracha, bolan he swallows, v'en marach aleim bracha rishon. The reason for that is you can't put liquids on the side of your mouth and then start talking. Now bracha is talking. You're supposed to say the word, so you can't do that. So halach is that you're supposed to swallow. Yeah, the Ramah is an amazing shita. This is the answer to a trivia question. When would you make a bracha after you ate? Says the Ramah, according to one opinion, we don't follow this lahalacha, even as Ashkenazim. There's some who say that then you make a bracha on them after you've already swallowed. So the position for Svaradim is very, very clear. If a person puts a liquid in their mouth, and they can't make a bracha, so then they swallow it, and that's it, and they don't make another bracha. However, for
I don't have to spit it out?
Oh, so mi'ikur didina, they don't have to spit it out. However, we're going to see that there are instances, which we'll get to shortly in the Mishnah Berurah, that they do have to spit out. Rabbi Daniel is correct. This is the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch. The later achronim will give us a din l'chatchila to spit out, which we'll get to shortly. But before we get to that later din of the achronim, there are those who say that even though the Ramah quotes this shita that says that you make a bracha afterwards, in Sifkat and Hey, going out of order, the Mishnah Berurah all the way on the bottom of the page says that most posts can follow the psak of the Mechaber. You know, I'm very, very fond to say that at the end of the day, the Mechaber is the Derech HaMelech, Moran HaBeit Yosef is the Derech HaMelech, the Ashkenazim here have a big smile on their face, they're right. At the end of the day, the Ramah is much more complicated. The Ramah always was taking into account even obscure Shitas HaRishonim. The Ramah tried to make all the Rishonim work. And the Mechaber says, at the end of the day, the three giants, there's the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush, and we follow Rav. Ashkenazim complain a little. The Mechaber was smart. He chose two Sfaradim and one Ashkenazi. So usually the Rambam and the Rif go together, and the Rush is often disagreement. But at the end of the day, however you're going to choose it, the Ramah is much more complicated, because the Ramah tries to keep every Shita into account. So over here, he quotes the Rajba, the name of the Raivid, the Rush. It's a legitimate amount of opinions, but at the end of the day is we don't follow the Shita. And if a person swallowed, he would only make a bracha achrona and not a bracha rishona. As Rabbi Daniel raised, in Sifkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha is not so simple. And that is that lichatchila, if a person has other liquids to drink, lichatchila, the best thing is to spit out. Let's see it inside. And in Sifkat and Beis, Yesh omrim, the kol zadavka kishen lo yosem mashkin lishkos, v'udachuk l'mashkin halalu. He needs this drink. In other words, he has nothing else to drink. Avamnesho yoser, yiflot lo yehenna below bracha, l'chein ra yilinok, and hence Rav Daniel is right, the minig is to spit it out. Even though meikur didina, he can swallow, if it's a case of necessity. Sif Beis. Going on to page 148. Shachach. Oh, very good. So as far, what about the concern of Baal Tashkis? So it's very good, as I was, you know that I like using Rav Nevinzel Shlita's Mishnah Berurah, but as you were, coincidentally, as you were asking me, I was opening up also the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. So Rav Scheinberg, in the back of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, is quoted as raising the issue that you just raised as far as Baal Tashkis is concerned. But in order to bring up that issue, let's do the next halacha, and then we'll come back to the question about Tashkis. Siv Beis. Shachach v'hichnis achol nesoch piv below bracha. If he forgets and he puts foods into his mouth without a bracha, imu dover she'eno nimos im yiflatenu yiflatenu yivarech alav. There's some foods, if you spit them out, it's not disgusting to spit out. What was an example of food like that? So Mishnah Berurah says kigom polen, like there are beans, beans that presumably that the person didn't chew. So then in such a case, it would not be mos. Vimu davar nimas, shenimas misalko letzad echad umevarch. But if it's something that's a davar nimas, so then he moves it to one side. So Rav Scheinberg pointed out, it's connected to what Rabbi Yamin just raised, that at the end of the day, it's a little bit different between than what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention over here that lichatchila one should spit it out. The halacha doesn't say that lichatchila you should spit it out. And when it comes to ochlin, so then we say yuchal avarech alem ba'odom piv, that you could do a bracha. Why don't we make the same suggestion, spit into the garbage and take another bite? Follow? When it came to liquids, we said if you have a big Coke, you know, was it 7-Eleven? The big gulp, what Mayor Bloomberg made illegal, right? So if you have a big gulp, so then in such a case, then, you know, so you spit it out, no problem, there's more soda. You don't need all the calories. So you'll have more soda. But we don't find that halacha if you have, I don't know what the parallel in 7-Eleven is in terms of food, but if you had some big muffin, so it didn't say in the Mishnah Berurah that you should spit it out. Rather, they say that you should put it to the side of your mouth and make a bracha. Maybe in such a case, why don't we say that they spit it out? Why? Because l'chatchila, a bracha is supposed to be made with nothing in your mouth. The Gemara says, and Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the beginning of Sifkat and Zayin, yimale pi tehilo secha, that your entire mouth should be filled with the bracha, not filled with the gashmias. That actually fits in very well. The whole idea that the first thing before the gashmias is the matir of the bracha, that the entire food is aser ba'ana, the Gemara tells us. That the Pasuk says, Hashemayim shemayim lashem v'aretz nasan levnei adam. So what is it? Is it Lashem Ha'aretz Umloa, asks the Gemara, or Ha'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam? And the Gemara answers, Lashem Ha'aretz Umloa is Kodem Lebracha. Va'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam is La'achar Abracha. So there is an idea that the Bracha is you're entirely Aser to the food. It shouldn't even be in your mouth at all. That might be a corollary, maybe. It's supposed to be entirely in your mouth. Your bracha is supposed to be entirely in your mouth. So Scheinberg gives your answer. Scheinberg says that when it comes to food, you also have to bal tashchis on the other side. Seems like he agrees with Mayor Blumberg that maybe spitting out a Coke is not a big deal, and even water is not bal tashchis. A muffin, it would seem to be, would be bal tashchis. Hence, we don't have this eitzah halacha to spit out a muffin. The only would be to spit out a liquid. Okay, sifkuf ayin gimel. Din mayim en tzayim. We're now going to go to actually Hilchos Kashrus. In the middle of Hilchos Brachos, we'll go briefly to Hilchos Kashrus. Mayim en tzayim rishus. Everybody knows that there's something called mayim rishonim and mayim achronim. Mayim rishonim is netil sidayim. Mayim achronim, of course, is at the end of the meal. What about mayim in between dishes? So the Gemara tells us in Chulin Kaf, hey, mayim en tzayim rishus, that there was an idea to wash your hands in between every single food. It seems like that was some type of derech eretz. That when it comes to between meat and gvina, so then in such a case, it's a chova. What are we talking about? So we're talking about eating, it's actually unclear from the mechaber. It's got to be, of course, eating milchiks first, followed by fleishiks, because if you would have fleishiks and then you would be followed by gvina, you would have to wait 6 hours. So we're talking about over here, if someone had a milchik dish and then they're going to have a fleishik dish. If it's not hard cheese, so then in such a case you don't have to wait an extended period of time. Maybe you have to wash your mouth out. That's a discussion as well. What exactly are the requirements? But we're not talking about now the mouth. Now we're talking about the hands. So here, even though there isn't a requirement except for Mayim Rishon and Mayim Achronim, but being Gvina Letavshil, so then there's also a Chiyuv as well. Ayim Biyardesim in Peites. That's Avo Bein Tavshil Gvina Chova. Of course, I can't resist to mention what we've mentioned many times since we're Talmidim of Rav Nevinzal here, that Rav Nevinzal Shlita holds that today most cheeses have a din of hard cheese. So Talmidim of Rav Nevinzal won't, where he holds Mikra Dadina, will wait 6 hours after eating pizza. They will not, even when it comes to pizza, the hardcore Talmidim that follow his soup, try to follow Blineder, all of his psakim, will, and he holds us Mikra Dadina. It's not the standard psak. What?
Cooking doesn't make it less.
Cooking doesn't make it less. No. No. The Svara by Rav Nevinzal is a very, very sharp Svara. He says, in the time of Chazal, hard cheese, what's behind hard cheese? Hard cheese is the idea that the cheese is hard, it'll be stuck between your teeth, of course. Now, in the time of Chazal, it took 6 months, they didn't have the same enzymes that we have today. It took 6 months to make cheese hard. They didn't have hard cheese. So, today's mozzarella cheese, and once upon a time, took six months to harden. So Nevinzal's argument is, it wasn't the 6 months that make it the requirement, it's the hardness of the cheese. So he holds that all the cheese are hard, even as Rabbi Yom points out, even if it's cooked down, even though the mozzarella is now quite thin and quite pliable, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's...
So what you're saying, what they make in 2 months is the same hardness that they
exactly, make exactly. I don't know how long it takes mozzarella cheese, but that's the source of the chumrah. Back into our halacha, sif beis. So we learned the halacha that you need to wash between gvina and tafshil beis. Bein basal adagim chov alito, mishum dekashal adavar acher. Between meat and fish, there's a requirement to do netila, because it's kashal adavar acher. What is that? So there's a discussion in the Mefarshim what that means. Mishnah Berurah goes with the opinion that it means saras. Magen Avraham has a leniency over here. This, by the way, is discussed by the Rambam, discussed by others. There's a long taz in Magen Avraham in Yoredeya about this halacha, and that it seemed like in those days, as the Mechaber here alludes to, v'chamir desakinta me'isura, and it appears in Yoredeya in Kuf Tazayin, as the Shulchan Aruch concludes the sif, and that somehow, that in those days, they believed that eating meat and fish is a sakana, hence it's an excuse for people to make a l'chaim, right? L'chaim. So it's not an excuse to be alcoholics, right? It's not unfortunately, in our community, there are people that use any justification to drink, and it's really just avodah zara mamish, avodah zara midos. So, but that's where the minhag comes from, to separate chamir sakanta miisur. Marenu Rav Nevinzal Shlita comments on the words of the Mishnah Berura, ve'ayim magavram shekosav de'eshar dezmanenu ein sakana kolkach. The Rav Nevinzal does not go with that, and he says that since Chazal said it was aser due to a sakana, shebizmanenu achilas dogim and basar dinam ki iser velo ki sakana. And Rav Nevinzal told me privately that was because that once Chazal viewed it as a sakana, so then it had achieved a new identity of Isser. I could hear, for example, my Rebbe Rav Schechter questioning that. Where did Rav Nevinzal get that from? That it went from a sakana to an Isser. But that is his position. Now, Rav Nevinzal actually uses it lekula. Also, lechumra means that it's now binding as an Isser. But he also uses lekula that he says that it's batel b'shishim. Iser is batel b'shishim. So if it's a sakana, so then you got to ask what exactly was the sakana as understood by Chazal. Maybe then it was even, and it's mashma, it was even more than shishim, even if you had 60 times the meat to the fish. But now Remzel says, if there's a mixture, let's say you have a little bit of fish that fell into a pot of meats, so you don't have, you could follow the regular rules of kashrus, and the regular rules of kashrus says that 60 is mevatel ha echad. The only thing Rav Nevinzal does say, mikol makom ein lecho baso b'tzalacha shebashi yiritav shel dogim, o ipcha, that's our custom as well, that we don't eat, use the same forks or plates for meat after we've eaten fish. That's I think, the general custom as well. Sif Gimel, with this we conclude. All of the halachas, now we want to know. We ate a milcha getavshil, and now we want to know in terms of eating fleishiks. So what are the requirements? So you need to wash your hands. What are the requirements of washing your hands in such instances? Whatever applies to mayim achronim also applies to these things as well. Bein lahakil, bein lahachmir, whether it's lekula or it's l'chumra, chutz mehesa chadash, when it comes to mayim achronim, so then the halacha is that as long as you wash your hands, so then there's no problem of hesa chadas. Why is there no problem of hesa chadas? Because why are you washing your hands? You're just washing your hands to get rid of melech sedomis. By the way, Rav Nevinzal Shita is that melech sedomis applies here in Eretz Yisrael today. Tosis and Chulin says that we don't have it today. Nevinzal says that Tosis wrote it in France, where they were very far from the Dead Sea. They were very far from Sodom. We're very close to Sodom. We're also lucky to be very close to Yerushalayim, but we're also close to Sodom. So since we're close to Sodom and the Dead Sea, then there is Melech Sodomus today in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore Nevinzal, based on the Gra, holds that the halach is that Mayim Achronim is Chova Pshuto Kimashmo, and we don't follow the Kulas today of those who don't use Mayim Achronim. But whether it's a chova or it's a minog, at the end of the day, once you wash your hands from the melech sedomis, there's no problem to bench. There's no halacha that if you touch something that's tameh, you can't bench. So that, in contrast, of course, so you can't make amotzi if you touch something tameh, you can't continue eating bread if you touch something that's tameh. So when it comes to the halacha mayim achronim, there's no problem hesach hadas. What about when it comes to the halacha of eating from milchiks to fleishiks? Now, if you didn't remember, if you were meisiach das, so how do you know you had the pizza, you washed your hands, how do you know that you didn't give your kid the pizza again? And then again, you would need to wash your hands. So halacha is, a hesach hadas is a problem if you're washing between gvina and basar. V'yadu tzrich shimur, v'chutz minigu v'ayadayim. And when it comes to whether you need to wipe your hands, to dry your hands, shem tzoyim tzrichim niguv kirishonim, that the halacha is that mayim achronim does not need to wipe your hands down meikar didina. However, when it comes to washing your hands from the milchiks to fleishiks, you do need to dry your hands. As well as there's a special halacha in netilas yadayim, also that you need to dry your hands because the water might be tummy. So, bottom line is mayim achronim does not need drying of your hands. However, when it comes to mayim rishonim of netil sidayim, as well as mayim ha'imtsayim, to differentiate between gvina and basar, you also need to dry your hands. V'yesh amrim, shem tsayim tzrichim dafka mayim, ma'ashenkin b'achronim. And there are some who say that it's not enough to rub your hands. You might be familiar that there are times if a person doesn't have water, then they could rub their hands on a hard surface. For Natilas Yadayim, Mayim Rishon, that's not acceptable. For Mayim Achron, we're going to see Mikra Dedina and Kuf Pei Aleph that it is acceptable. That for Mayim Achron, if you don't have any water, you could rub your hands. What about the Mayim Amtsayim? So there we say that there are some who say that Mayim Amtsayim needs Mayim. And the Mishabura concludes, Dafka Mayim, Shishar Mashka Mituch Shom Yatsum Shmeinim, Ein Menachman Sashum V'amachal. You need specifically water. A big gulp is not going to help because that has a lot of goo on it. And it's not necessarily going to get rid of the, it's not as good as getting rid of the cheese. Mashenkin Bachrom Shein Bom Rak La'avir Azuma Miyadayim Fil Mashkim Avir Mazuma. You could use any type of liquid when it comes to Mayim Achron. V'ashal Mekel the Mutar B'shar Mashkim Avol Kam Achron Miskimu L'Ramah, that they agree with the Ramah that Imtzah needs Mayim specifically and no other Mashkim. So tomorrow we'll have Mishavur from